A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. So we read from Proverbs chapter 22. But you know, it is possible to have both. That's right, the greatest name that you can have is Christian. And once by the grace of God, we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, then the Scripture says you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. But today, I want to consider with you this name of Christian. Throughout Scripture, various names, titles, or descriptions are given to the followers of our Lord Jesus. Some of these are simply descriptive, others are complimentary, while some were intended to be derogatory, an insult. The Bible uses many of these describing what a Christian is and what he should be. Of course, the most obvious one is the word we just mentioned, that of Christian. This word, incidentally, is used only three times in all of the Bible. In Acts chapter 11 and verse 26, we read, "And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch." Who were they? They were disciples. That is, they were followers being taught by the Lord Jesus himself. And what was implied by this name, Christian, that was put on them, probably in a derogatory manner? Well, being that they were followers and learners of him, they were those who resembled him in life. Or we could say they were Christ-like. Peter, in his first epistle in the fourth chapter, says, "If any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." So, once we have been born again into the family of God, once we have received his life, eternal life, once we are on our way to heaven and have the authority to use this name Christian, it's possible to suffer as a Christian or to suffer for Christ's sake. Peter says, if that happens, don't be ashamed of it, but rather count it a privilege to be a Christian and called upon to suffer for his name's sake. On one occasion, a father was telling his little boy what manner of man a Christian is. He gave a very detailed account. He went into all the descriptions that we find in the Scripture, doing the very best that he could to describe to this young fellow what a Christian indeed really is. When he finished, the little fellow looked to him with questioning eyes, and the father received the step of his life when he says, "Dad, have I ever seen one?" Oh, friend of mine, as friends and neighbors, loved ones, look upon you. Can indeed they see that you are a Christian, one who follows the Lord Jesus, one who is Christ-like? You know, not everyone is really authorized to wear the name Christian. There are many who impersonate Christians. It's an honor to be called by that name. After all, our God delights in that name. For we read in the writings of Paul, both in Philippians and Romans, that at his name every knee both should and will bow to him, and every tongue should and will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So I find that it's not necessary for me to add other names to myself and separate me from the body of Christ. I find that the name in which God delights, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the name Christian is sufficient for me to go by. Actually, there are many other names that we're called in the Word of God, but this is one that God delights in. For we read from Colossians 1 and 17, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Friend of mine, if you don't know him, if you're an impersonator, receive Christ, trust him today. He'll give you eternal life and the joy of being a Christian.